The Sports Interview with Anne Liguori podcast is brought to you by iBeCool Luxury Athleisure Wear for Men and Women, featuring the exclusive ice-fill cooling technology, along with SPF 50 plus sun protection. Look your best. Protect your skin. Visit ibkul.com to learn more. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori, and it's my pleasure to say hello to Alcide Deschen, who is the developer of the One Club, which is a club performance training aid. And I've tried it, I practice with it, and I'm going to let you know how it improves my swing speed and my overall golf performance, but it certainly did for you. So tell me all about that.
So, I developed this with my brother, Jimmy, and we developed it in our basement. And when I first started, I was an amateur golfer, you know, maybe 6 months under my belt. And when we developed it in our garage, I was like, this is really interesting. And long story short, I started training with it. And within 2 weeks, I went from 105 to, let's say, 115. And then in a period of 2.5 months, I went to 105 to 128. And what I find, what it did, it taught me how, I was a good athlete, played many power sports, and I was able to produce a lot of energy, just that I couldn't put it into the club head, into the club. And this taught me how to basically take all the energy I'm capable of producing and put it into the club.
So your background is as a mechanical engineer, correct?
Yeah, a mechanical engineer, and my brother was a physician.
And so what made you both kind of, you know, get together and design a performance training aid for golf?
Well, I would like to take credit that I did this, but I would say the brains was my brother. He was diagnosed with MS, but he was a high level tennis player, very, very excellent scratch golfer, and he didn't want his performance to drop. So he's always looking at ways of maintaining his sports prowess, and so he would always invent things. And like I said, finally one day, one of his inventions, I was like, wow, this is truly incredible. So, and that's where it came from. So,
yeah. And so you kind of took that, and talk a little bit about your brother. You lost him when?
We lost him in 2011. So, yeah, so it's been a while. So we developed this in 2000, I would say six, when we first did it. And then we were looking at it, trying it out, testing it out with other golf pros. And we finally realized we were onto something. And then we started potentially working towards, you know, trying to market it. And then he got more ill, and, you know, and then took a turn for the worse in 2011. And then I put it on hold. Just dealing with his loss was quite difficult. And, but I knew I wanted his idea to live on, and I knew it was a good idea. So I finally, I think 5 years ago, I said, okay, let me get the courage to do this. Tried selling it. No one was interested. Didn't validate it with anyone. And then I said, okay, saved up money, worked my butt off, saved up enough to manufacture in a local plastic producer. And then I went to the 2022 show and got it validated by some of the best in the business. And that gave me the courage to say, okay, this could work, and I move forward with it.
So if you can describe this to my radio audience, how would you best describe what this training device is?
So I'm going to try not to get too technical, but initially our concept, what we thought of was, we looked at, there's this golf pro called Calvin Miyahara who developed golf, who had speed chains. And speed chains were a way of training. It's like an overspeed, underspeed type of training. This was back in 2005. And when you swing a chain, initially there's small links and it gets bigger links. So it allows you to generate high speeds and then have heavy weight at the end. And it said, and that was a big cumbersome thing, destroyed your grass, you couldn't train indoors. And then we were researching overspeed, underspeed training, which at the time was not popular, but we were looking at studies to see how we could develop speed and power. And we said, hey, you know, what's important in the golf swing, one of the main components in the swing is the moment of inertia and not necessarily the mass. Well, mass is important, but, you know, the moment could change. So we said, if we have a weight starting close to our hands, and then as we swing, it moves outwards, You know, you could generate the high speeds and then have the high muscle contractions and swing at a heavy weight when the weight's at the end. So what we decided to do is my brother took surgical tubing and heavy plumbing parts, put them on a golf shaft, and we started testing it out. And so the initial premise was, okay, we're going to get a plyometric workout. But in doing that, we realized, wow, this is phenomenal for feedback. And it just shows you how to release, and it gives you an instantaneous feedback and audible tactile feedback of where you're releasing and how you're releasing as you're training for speed and power. And that just proved to be the winning combination for us.
So you said you've some noted coaches in the golf industry are using it. Can you talk about how you connected with them and who in fact is using the device?
So in the previous show, I had the biggest proponents initially, which I really appreciate, was Terry Rolls, Mike Adams was the first person. And then when Mike Adams came, then Terry Rolls came, Jeff Smith came. Jeff Smith loves it. He gave me testimonials. Terry Rolls, again, uses it. He used it with Sung Yul Noh, a pro golfer, and in one session with force plates and with the one club, he increased Sung Yul Noh's swing speed around 12 miles per hour. I could be wrong on that, but it was around 12 miles per hour. And just teaching him proper mechanics and trying to teach him how to basically get all that power he's able to generate and have it released. Because I believe he was releasing a bit late. I could be wrong on this. And he was teaching him how to, and he was leaving some of the speed on the table. And by releasing a little bit earlier with these guys, he was able to get all that power into the club head. I eventually start giving devices out to whoever, trying to contact people, calling, being assertive but nice. Eventually, I got into the hands of Dave Phillips and Greg Rose at TPI, and they start really loving it. I'm having some, I'm not going to say who, but I have some really prominent golfers using it and that like it, that are part of LIV and PGA as well. So those are the main pros that are using it right now, but I have many PGA pros across the U.S. right now that are loving the product. But one thing too, I was never certain, even though these guys like it, does the market like it? And the feedback I'm getting from my customers, from older golfers that are increasing, 65-year-old golfers that are increasing 10, 15 yards, which it's not happen to everybody, but you know, hearing those stories of how they're enjoying it, increasing their swing speed, and it makes them enjoy the game a bit more. So, again, if I could help anyone out, I know golf is frustrating. If I could help anyone out with their game, you know, it's nice to know that I'm doing that.
It's such a great story, Sid. And, you know, obviously it takes so much time to get it in the hands of the right people. And, you know, you have to have a lot of resilience. You have to have so much persistence. And it sounds like you're finally getting to the point where some important people are really, or influential people, I should say, are using this training device and putting it on the map. You say you have some professional players using it. As far as the amateur players, what's your recommendation about just practicing with it? What should your typical amateur golfer be doing before they hit the range to practice, you know, their golf swings? How should they be using this?
Well, you could use it two ways. You could use it just for timing and teaching release, and that you could use to warm up. It's a great way to get you into the groove of where your release point is and how you're swinging. The more you train with it, the more it ingrains the right movement patterns, right? But there's also speed training. And speed training doesn't come from, you know, not really working. You have to work to get faster. So our protocol for speed training is you train around three times a week, maybe four once you get accustomed to it. You do short training sessions with rest. You train explosively, so you train the right muscles, and it would be around, let's say, 15 swings a session, maybe 20 swings a session, and then you break. You ingrain those movement patterns, you get yourself comfortable and work those right muscles, and that's the minimum we do. We also have a speed protocol, which we're coming out with, that is more extensive. If someone wants to work the various parts of their swing, we could do that, but at a minimum, it's just warming up with it, swinging it, getting your timing right, realizing what you're doing to get the club to click, because there's an audible tactile feedback with it, and that's enough.
I mean, the key is not to overuse it. I remember taking some swings and you were explaining to me, you know, the weights and how many of the bands to put on, and I mean, it can be kind of technical. You really have to know how to use it. And you just, the key is not to overdo it at the beginning.
Yeah, no, yeah. You'd be surprised after training with it, you actually get quite sore and you're, you know, we suggest, you know, starting off getting a feel for it, understanding how it moves. And like I said, initially 2-3 swings when you're working maximally. If you're tired, you're stopping. If you're not getting the same release impact, stop, you're tired. Take a minute and a half break. And then do another 2-3 swings, maybe the lighter weight, and then take a break again. And then you could reduce the weight again and take another 2 or 3 swings. As you get stronger, you could increase the number of swings, and you could also increase the frequency as well.
Well, there's a lot of training devices out there in the market. Every year, more and more seem to come about. Everybody's always looking for the latest, you know, great thing to improve your game and improve your swing and club head speed. And hey, I admire your persistence and your resilience and continued success. This is a really great story. And I will let you know in a couple of months how much better of a golfer I'm going to become.
I would love for you to come back and tell everyone you increased 10 miles per hour and your game is, you know, 5 handicap better. That'd be ideal.
Thanks so much, Austin. Continued success. The Sports Interview with Anne LaGorrie podcast is brought to you by IB Cool Luxury Athleisure Wear for men and women, featuring the exclusive IceFill cooling technology, along with SPF 50 plus sun protection. Look your best. Protect your skin. Visit ibkul.com to learn more.